Going to be talking. Okay, let me tell you how this came about. Yesterday was my birthday. I go to Friend's Bakery and I say, look, I want to get a cake for my team. I didn't know that they got a cake for me. But, you know, I like to manage these things and I like to give people things on my birthday. Anyway, so while I'm taking the order and I'm speaking to one of the guys there, another customer comes along, and I was telling her, like, it's a really nice way to entertain on a budget is you make, like, a big pot of soup and you get a ciabatta and you have different cheeses and everybody can sit and you can have it during the 9 days. And she said, oh, it's a wonderful idea. The guy comes from the back and he hands her two rolls of frozen puff pastry. I did not know. I was yesterday old when I found out that Friend's Bakery does frozen puff pastry. I like to cook for the people I love, but puff pastry is beyond my capability. So I thought we have to phone up a goddess, a kitchen goddess. So we phoned up Sharon Lurie. Sharon Lurie, how are you, firstly?
Kathy, I'm fine. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Shar. All right. Things to do with puff pastry. Because I am now, I went and I bought two rolls. They're like 35 rand a roll. What do we do with it?
You know, I want to tell you, there are so many things that you can do with puff pastry. And it's amazing how, if you make like a pie of sorts, whether it's pierogan, whether it's, I mean, and funny you should ask me today what I'm doing, but I've made about 60 little pierogan. I'm freezing some for Rosh Hashanah, and I'll have some for tomorrow night.
Yes.
So that I make with puff pastry.
Okay.
It's the best pastry to use. And, but what else can we do with puff pastry? We can actually do a whole load of things. We can do mashed potato, caramelized onion in pastry pinwheels. So what you do is you put the mashed potato, you roll up you unroll your pastry if it's rolled.
Yes.
And you fill it with mashed potato, caramelized onions, lovely cheddar cheese, roll it up, and then you slice it so it's spiralized. And then you bake it lying on its bum.
Oh, okay. My gosh. That sounds delicious. Okay, so we open it up. So it's a square. Say it's a square or it's a rectangle,
square, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we lay all the delicious cheese and the caramelized onions and the potato, right? The mashed potato already flavored.
Salt, pepper.
Okay, salt and pepper, yeah. And then we roll it up, and then we cut the rolls. Is that what you're saying?
And then you cut the rolls. You don't have to roll it out too much. In fact, I don't roll it out. I mean, Friend's pastry is the best. Nobody needs to make pastry,
yes,
in this day and age. I got a recipe from somebody years ago where you take, and it was, he used to make the most beautiful puff pastry. I don't know, it never worked for me. I just had to go and get it out the freezer,
yeah,
at Kosher World. But it was made with Wholesome. You remember Wholesome? People used to use Wholesome to make schmaltz.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes.
It's Parv. It's that white brick.
Yes.
And you chop that up and you mixed it. You put it in your food processor and you added a bit of flour to that. And then you added some salt and some freezing cold water. It literally almost had to come out the fridge. But it was almost had like ice in it.
Yes.
So to speak. And that's how he used to make it. But I don't know. This day and age, you just go out and you get your pastry.
It's absolutely wonderful. Okay, so that's something savory, something that's parv, right? Can you use it to make something sweet? Can you use it to make like a dessert?
So the easiest thing to make is a tartatin, which is the the all the beautiful apples and the fruit and all that, and you cover you cook it on the stove.
Yeah.
And you should have a lovely frying pan or a griddle that will go into the oven as well. So you're taking it from the frying pan and you're covering it with this pastry.
Okay.
Sugar, cinnamon, and egg wash it and whatever, and then you stick it into the oven, and then you turn it over, and all these beautiful juices and the syrups and everything are on that beautiful tart.
That sounds amazing. That sounds really amazing.
Now, that's nice. It's lovely for Rosh Hashanah. In fact, I'll give everybody a more detailed recipe when I'm on the radio.
Oh, I love that. There. Thank you.
Okay, millefleur is also a lovely one. Okay. It's layers of pastry and custard, homemade custard. And you just have, you can make it pyrove, obviously. And you just have lots of, you bake the pastry first. And then you sort of break the pastry off and you, in layers, in sheets. And then you fill it with beautiful custard and strawberries and all that. And that's really beautiful. And you know those lovely shaved apple pastry things that you see all around?
Yes.
The squares pastry with the shaved apple on top?
Yes, yes.
So all you do, you get a piece of pastry and you cover it, you paint some apricot jam on top of that. And then you have the shaved apples where you take the core out the middle and you shave the apples, put them on top. Why you want them shaved is so that they cook through.
Yes.
And then you put apricot jam on top and sprinkle that with some icing sugar when it's cool. And that's it.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
That sounds incredible. I'm actually sitting here. I'm getting so hungry. Thinking, but I'm really loving the idea of of what you said with the potato, with caramelized onions, with perhaps some cheese,
yeah,
and some nice herbs to put in there as well. I mean, you could put coriander.
Absolutely.
If you like,
or spinach and ricotta,
or pestos.
That's beautiful.
Different pestos.
Different pestos you can put in. Cheeses. I mean, mushroom. Oh, mushroom vol au vents. That was something my mother
true.
Used to make. Every time she had a cocktail party, she would have these beautiful mushroom vol-au-vents. And they are so popular in the UK that when you go into the kosher stores there, they've got them already pre-made, all puffed out for you. So all you have to do is just put the creamy mushroom in, stick them in the oven and warm them through.
That sounds
very
delicious.
Popular there, I believe.
That sounds absolutely
and
delicious.
The asparagus tart is wonderful for breaking the fast. On Yom Kippur, and
what do you start your fast on, Shah? What are you going to start for Tisha B'Av? What are you going to start your fast on? Because you're coming out of Shabbos, you're very good with these things.
Hard. Normally, chicken soup.
Yeah.
You should have kweplach, but I don't know. Maybe I'll have the pirogan because I'll have some left over from Friday night.
Yes.
And we start the fast. You know what? During the day, you've eaten so much because of Shabbos and Shabbos lunch, and we've got a birthday party at shul, so I think that's going to carry on till late. And then, you just have something like that. You have some challah if you want, or you have, you can start off with milchiks if you want to as well. Nothing wrong with that. Have a nice cheese sandwich.
Okay, fair enough.
Listen, I have a toasted cheese for supper every Saturday night. That's our go-to meal.
Except the fast starts before Shabbos comes out.
I know.
So what are we going to do?
So you actually can't heat up anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's been going from lunchtime.
Yeah, maybe the Seder Shlishit stuff becomes like the fast.
Yeah, so I don't know. Start off with some lovely pastries.
Sharon Lurie, goddess in the kitchen. Thank you very, very much. And
thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. I'm going to try these, and I'm going to invite you round. Okay. after the fast.
Speak to everybody soon.
All right. God bless. Thank you, Sharon. Cheers. But that is the Kosher Butcher's Wife. Her name is Sharon Lurie. She's written 4 cookery books. Go and check them out if she really knows what she's doing.